Hello, my name is Brian Novoselsky, and welcome to the Over the Counter podcast. Today, we're joined by Rick Gates, Chief Pharmacy Officer at Walgreens and Chairman of the Board at the National Association of Chain Drug Stores. Welcome and thank you so much for joining me today, Rick.
It's great to be with you again, Brian.
So today we're going to be discussing a newly announced hybrid pharmacist role within the Walgreens organization and how new developments like this are expanding the scope and abilities of pharmacists nationwide. So Rick, to start, can you provide us with some general basic background on the hybrid pharmacist role, what it is, and kind of why it was created in the first place?
I think it's exciting when we continue to innovate within the pharmacy space, but the hybrid pharmacist role, and we think it's the first of a kind, I'm not sure if it is officially, but it does allow pharmacists to practice across both community sites, which is where I practiced when I was in stores, as well as in centralized settings, really help maintaining a strong relationship that you have with your customers, but also supporting a desire from some of our pharmacists to have very different clinical settings that they can actually go into. And so we developed this based off of feedback from our pharmacists, really to addressing a couple of things, expectations that our pharmacists have, as well as it can be a potentially a way to help us with some of our staffing shortages as well. So, you know, how I look at it is we've been modernizing how we practice pharmacy. So you think about micro-fulfillment centers, centralized services, what we're doing there to really support our stores and team members and free up their time in stores. And now we want to modernize kind of how we practice and how we staff our stores and how we actually give them flexibility within their roles as well. So that's kind of how I'm looking at what this looks like. We'll talk a lot more about it, but I mean, it is between our centralized services, a site that we can do at many different sites, but also being in stores and practicing each and every day. So I think it's an exciting pilot that we're doing. I think you're going to see us expand it because we're already getting some great feedback on it.
Awesome. Love to hear it. Yeah, it's obviously very much in line with kind of those phrases like being at a turning point in pharmacy and kind of the digital aspects, all that good stuff, really kind of changing the pace of pharmacy staff and kind of what they can do for patients all around. So really diving into it. So this role requires splitting pharmacist weeks between a traditional community pharmacy and a centralized pharmacy desk. How do you anticipate this variety in practice settings will impact overall job satisfaction and individuals' ability to provide high quality patient care?
Yeah, I think it's just starting, quite honestly. So it's actually listening to what they're looking for, which is more professional variety and I think flexibility. And I think it really does that. And so if you think about it, they're going to be spending one day a week in a centralized setting, 4 days a week in our actual stores. And the pilot that we've had has been overwhelmingly positive because I think it does give that flexibility and allow them to have structured schedules in a way that gives them work-life balance a little bit differently than what they've had up to this point. And you know how pharmacists are. We all go to pharmacy school because we want to have impact to our patients that we serve each and every day. And I think it gives them a balance of both. And I think that's why we're getting a lot of really positive feedback as we've started this role.
Awesome. Yeah, perfectly said. I think it seems like there was a lot at one point, there was a lot of talk about, you know, pharmacist burnout and kind of finding ways to correct that. So it's really refreshing to see kind of the other side of that coin and you know, the gradual push to really helping pharmacists out with their day-to-day responsibilities and whatnot. So talking about like what this is kind of resulting in with the hybrid pharmacist role, how do you envision pharmacists using the dedicated time that they spend in the centralized setting where they're able to focus on clinical work without the typical in-store interruptions?
Yeah. And like I said before, I think as of now, we're going to do one day in a centralized site, and I'll explain what that is in just a second. 4 days in stores. I think we're just learning. And I think we may be able to then figure out what does a true hybrid look like. It may be more than that in centralized services and stores based off of the employee and based off of the needs that we may have. But in the centralized capacity, pharmacists are supporting patients. Think about prescription reviews, clinical services, outbound calls and consultations from regional sites. Those can be varied. You know, state laws aren't all the same. And so some of them may be in regional sites where we've set up places where they can sit down and actually support this patient care. Some may be in micro-fulfillment centers. Some may be actually work at home. And so I think that we're trying to be flexible within each state's laws to say, what can we do to really try to support something differently? But I do think they are still in direct patient care, no matter what site that they're in. They just may not be face-to-face with somebody the way that they were before.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. It's also very cool to see you know, obviously it's a novel kind of role introduction into, you know, pharmacy practice, but the ability for such a big company like Walgreens to assess all different stores and kind of slowly roll this new rollout is really cool on a grand scale, because obviously you can do it in, you know, one store, two stores, but to kind of really introduce that and that aspect is awesome. So kind of wanted to talk about, you know, the other employees within under a pharmacy team with this hybrid role kind of being one of them. What type of impact will this new role have on the rest of the pharmacy's employees, from pharmacists and pharmacy managers to clerks and pharmacy technicians? How do you kind of envision that?
You know, I think that we're learning from this. So I don't know if it's going to have, it's obviously going to help from a pharmacist engagement and retention perspective, which I think is an important part of what we're trying to do, because we want to listen to our employees and really say that we're investing in ways to make their work life exactly what they're wanting it to be and really helping them be in front of patients. But it's really about giving balanced, predictable schedules. Retail sometimes can be hard. You know, we have open and closed shifts, we have weekend shifts, and I think sometimes people are looking for a little bit more predictability. I think it gives us the ability to give scheduled time, more flex time, and give a little bit of a different work-life balance versus always having to be in stores all the time. And, you know, I think that you're going to see us probably learn from this and say, can we actually expand this into a technician population or beyond pharmacists? Because, you know, if you think about it, the more that we can take out of a store to leave our employees in stores that have face-to-face interaction with patients, that's better for all of us. And so I do think you're going to see us expand this going forward beyond just pharmacists to support more broadly technicians in our stores as well. And I just point of clarification, we aren't nationwide yet. I am hoping to be soon, but I have a list over here because I always say the states wrong, but we have it out in 6 states right now. So the states are Arkansas, Missouri, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. And I think why that's important is we wanted to go broad enough to really understand the impact and the feedback, most importantly, from our pharmacists. And I think you'll see us roll that quickly if we get the feedback that we expect to get from this program as well.
Awesome. Yeah, I appreciate you clarifying that.
I want it to be nationwide. Don't get me wrong.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. And obviously with things and in some of my conversations with pharmacists, you know, a lot of times I hear change is kind of hard for some people, and yeah, it's not always the easiest thing to do. So, you know, it makes sense that the gradual rollout and kind of testing this and getting that feedback obviously is super important, but kind of with the basis of it and, you know, the high level idea of it, it does seem like it can create a real impact within pharmacy employees and pharmacy teams. So yeah, talking about like the hybrid pharmacists themselves, what kinds of pharmacy professionals do you think are going to be best suited to take on these new roles? Kind of in line with, like, you know, pharmacists sometimes are a little bit conservative with like accepting change and stuff like that. What people are going to be best suited for these roles?
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's just pharmacists. I think everybody has some change management, change acceptance. But, you know, I think it's going to be a mix. I think you're going to have some that are going to come out of school and want to just gain experiences in different settings and really try to see, is this an environment that I really wanted to be in? Can I see myself starting my career here and then seeing different career paths versus what it is? And you'll have some that are, I think, highly tenured that have been with the company for a long time that are just saying, I want to try something different and see how much difference I look at work-life balance than what it was before. I don't know that it's suited necessarily for any individual. I think it's going to be very personal. And I think what we want to do is make sure we have flexibility based off of what you're looking for in your career. And I think that's actually why I'm most excited about it, because it does give a different type of lens into things that you can do if you want to have direct patient care. Now, we have lots of different opportunities that are out there, you know, pharmacy district supervisors, my role, corporate support centers. There's lots of roles where pharmacists can play, but this is really for those that want to continue to have direct patient care day in and day out with a little bit more flexibility. So I think it's just expanding that flexibility more than we've had in the past.
Awesome. Yeah. And it's great to see. I think this is a super kind of positive conversation around, like I had mentioned before, kind of in line with that turning point in pharmacy. Like, I think it really does kind of encapsulate the recent evolution of pharmacy from students kind of going into, you know, those very general, like, just pharmacist role to at some point there was kind of scares that, like, students, like, kind of didn't want to go into, like, certain routes and, like, yeah, independent pharmacy, you know. Obviously there's always that's a whole other conversation, but kind of seeing these new roles kind of sprout up, it's a very positive push forward. And obviously with a company like Walgreens, like, seeing this, the capabilities for it to scale up, and definitely we'll be kind of keeping a close eye on how this really develops. So yeah, I really appreciate it. I think this is a great conversation, really just hitting on obviously still in the early stages of seeing how this adapts, but it's really cool for, you know, the greater pharmacy industry. So kind of just wanted to wrap this up with, how do you think the introduction, kind of talking about, you know, the greater industry, as I mentioned, how do you think the introduction of new pharmacy roles like this one will encourage other pharmacy businesses to revamp or update their business models or, you know, general pharmacy workflows?
Yeah, you know, I think that's the important question, you know, and you know, you keep hearing me talk about modernization that we're doing here at Walgreens, but everybody is, and NACDS, I'm trying to push it as well. We've got to make sure pharmacy is getting better, and we have to make sure that we are all investing in the right ways. And so when I look at, we've done a lot to start to take work out of stores, to simplify what our stores are doing to make it easier for them day in and day out, and that's micro-fulfillment centers, centralized services, lots of stuff that's there. What we really have to start focusing on now is modernizing how we actually hire pharmacists, train pharmacists, work with them to really have the impact that we know they can have day in and day out to have outcomes for their patients and have a fulfilling career. And so I think this is just the next version of innovation that you're going to see within the pharmacy space. We have to be more creative, and we have to make sure that we are doing things, listening to our employees to make sure that we're putting these things out in market. And I think this is a place where people hopefully will come in and say, it's a great place to start my career, but I feel like there's flexibility in what I can do in that career, whether it's daily staying in, taking care of my patients, which we have so many pharmacists that have been doing it for 30 plus years that are amazing at taking care of their patients, to those that want to come and do things at the corporate office. I think the flexibility within what we can offer is what we're really trying to do. And I think it all starts, like it always has at Walgreens, with our pharmacists in our stores.
Awesome. That's the perfect way to cap this off. Like I had mentioned, like it is very refreshing, and we'll definitely be keeping a close eye on it. Not only is it helping the people within your organization help each other out, make, you know, their work-life balance, their professional careers, you know, drive more passion into that, but also that ultimately results in better patient care, which is the ultimate goal for everyone within this space. So yeah, I really appreciate you joining me, and definitely we'll love to, you know, learn more as this kind of progresses, and definitely, like I said, keep a close eye on it. So I really appreciate it, Rick.
Yep, thanks so much, Brian. Great to see you.
Thanks so much.